public sector workers from East and West Africa have met to strategize on ways to address challenges facing the sector in their sub-regions. At a stakeholders' conference in Accra, concerns were raised about persistent attempts by the international community to weaken the public sector in Africa. The conference, organized by Public Services International in collaboration with Public Services Union in the sub-region, will develop a blueprint for governments to ensure productivity. Linda Goji and Naatre Suwa have filed this report.
The three-day conference brought together stakeholders from the public service in East and West Africa, the privatization of public institutions, inadequate resources in the public sector, and the imposition of conditionality from the IMF on governments in Africa regarding the public sector are some of the issues raised at the conference. The Regional Secretary of the Public Services International, David Dokeno, said the continuous privatization of the public service is a major concern which needs to be addressed. Mr. Dokeno was of the view that the private sector is dependent on the public sector workers, hence the need to enhance the public sector. The chairperson of the National Coordinating Council of the Public Services International, Richard Ampabing, said any country that does not pay much attention to its public sector is heading towards doom. He said governments cannot afford to weaken the sector because of the numerous benefits derived from it.
The public sector is under siege, such that governments all over will want to privatize the public sector. I refuse to agree with people who say that the public sector is not productive. What they don't appreciate is that the public sector is there even to create a platform for skills development, which will be necessary for even the private sector. No private sector usually will train people. So any country who will not pay particular attention to its public sector is heading towards doom. And I think we should learn from the developed countries. They have a very strong public sector to support the private sector. But over here, they would rather want us to do the opposite. This is why all Africans, we are coming together to strategize and network ourselves and counter this phenomenon.
Public Services International is an officially recognized non-governmental organization for the public sector within the International Labour Organization. A blueprint on how to increase productivity within the public sector will be developed for governments of participating countries.
Linda Goji and Naatre Suwa filed that report.